Welcome to another bonus episode of the Productivityist Podcast, because we're doing them during the Big Ready Week here on the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Stephen Worley. He's a good friend of mine. We call each other our cross North American cousins. I'm his Canadian cousin. He's my American cousin. We've known each other for years. I'm really excited. He's going to be presenting a workshop at the Big Ready. And today, we're going to have a little snippet of the conversation that we're going to share in a future episode of the podcast. But I wanted you to give a taste of what he will bring to the table at the Big Ready. Again, thebigready.com is where you want to go to join us for this virtual event. 29 presenters offering keynotes, panel discussions, and workshops, all for $99 US. So just go to thebigready.com, learn more, grab your ticket now. But right now, actually, grab your ticket later. Right now, listen to me and Stephen, you know, have a little banter, a little conversation here on this bonus episode of the Productivityist Podcast. Okay, so let's talk about the reflection piece, because I know that one of the reasons that we're doing a series of shows right now. If you're listening to this as it comes out, this is like the Big Ready Week leading up to the Big Ready. And I know you're presenting at the Big Ready 2021.
I'm very excited.
You're hosting a workshop. There's four workshops, and I'm really excited that you're part of it, especially because your workshop, I'm going to tell people right now that your workshop kicks off, is the first workshop of the event. But based on your topic, some people might go, well, shouldn't it be the last one? So can you touch on a little bit about
say, like, at the end of the day, I'm somebody who's helping others start their own business as a solopreneur, creating work that works for them. And I always tell people, and then people are like, well, what's with the life skills stuff, Stephen? And like, I tell people, like, when you're a solopreneur, you are the nexus of your business. You are the primary resource and you're its biggest obstacle. So the starting point for a solopreneur business is you got to manage yourself. In order to learn how to manage yourself, you got to start getting real self-aware.
Right.
You got to get honest with yourself. That's what I love about working for myself. I call it one of the most elaborate self-development disciplines ever devised. You just don't have time to kid yourself, because it's going to cost you money. It's going to waste your time and drain your energy. So when we were talking about a particular session for the Big Ready, I said to you immediately, I don't know if you remember this conversation, I said, I want to talk about the action that nobody ever does, but it's super important. And it's stopping and reflecting, right? Yeah. You just said we live in a society where go, 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 we're running as fast as we can everywhere. But our heads are always down. We're like moving 3,000 miles an hour. If you never look up, how do you know if you're still moving in this right direction? How do you know if that's where you want to keep going? You got to stop, right? Just like a car needs brakes and it needs the gas. You need both. And right now we are putting the pedal to the metal unnecessarily too much. So stopping, and then a reflection practice for me has three core components. One is self-awareness, as we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. It's kind of in the moment to really, instead of get out of your head and feel in your gut, feel like, you know what, Mike, I know you just said that, but it just gave me this weird feeling right now. I just want to communicate that to you, or whatever it is. Or if somebody asks you, hey, you want to go out to dinner? And then you're like, oh, I really don't want to. Tell them, you know, how do you feel? Don't be clear about your needs. You know, don't take things personally, and also have a productive conversation so you're not making somebody else feel like they're taking it personally. So this idea of self-awareness. And then you also need to schedule reflection. And what I mean by that is actually take yourself out when you can. Take yourself out to coffee, or have a space in your house where you have some alone time, and have a meeting with yourself at least once a week. And just say, hey, how are things going? What went well? What's not going well? You could do some planning about how this week went and what you would like to accomplish the next week. Or maybe you're using your self-awareness to focus on a particular aspect of your life that you want to improve. Maybe, I know I've done this before. You and I, we're talkers. Sometimes I might run over somebody's words and I don't mean to. I just get so excited. So I've actually done a self-awareness experiment to bring attention to that and try to do a better job of that. And then finally, is this kind of doing maintenance on your mind? Is, I call it settling your mind. I know meditation is very popular and everybody talks about it. I am a meditator. I do it every day. I see the benefits of it. But I also know that it took me years to really get into it. It's hard. I didn't get it at first. It took me a long time. And what really helped first settle my mind down was doing downhill skiing. That's the first time I realized, I'm like, wow, when I'm like just flying down a hill, I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm like, that's cool. Because I was a chronic overthinker. So that's when I'm also like, what are activities that can settle down your mind? So this idea of a true reflection practice for me to really understand your mind and to maintain it, self-awareness in the moment, scheduling reflection, just to give context on a weekly basis about how things are going, and then different activities to settle down your mind.
Okay. Now go to thebigready.com and pick up your ticket, because Stephen's offering a great workshop, and there's three additional workshops that you get as part of the day at The Big Ready, which is taking place on Tuesday, February 2nd from 9 a.m. Pacific time to 5 p.m. Pacific time. There's also the Midnight Momentum session for fellow night owls like me that's taking place from 9 p.m. Pacific to midnight. So we're carrying things over to the next day. There's the opening party. There's the closing party. And then there's the VIP option, where if you want to join me as part of a group workshop, pretty much the only way you can get a workshop with me at this price, it's just $299. You get access to the Big Ready as well as this weekend half-day workshop. I encourage you to check it out. So, Stephen, thanks so much for joining me on the program today. You know, you got a little bit of a taste, and then we've got a future episode lined up with him where we expand upon this conversation. But for now, I want you to expand your horizons, expand your readiness, and join us at The Big Ready. Again, go to thebigready.com right now, pick up your ticket, and join us at The Big Ready. Until next time, which is tomorrow, because I'm going to have another bonus episode for you during the Big Ready week, I'm Mike Vardy, host of the Productivityist podcast and the Big Ready, reminding you to stop guessing and start going. I'll see you at the Big Ready.